Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm reporter Emily Kwong, stepping in for Catherine Rose. We have two guests in the studio this morning, Deacon Catherine Snelling of St. Peter's Episcopal Church and St. Peter's by the Sea.
Thank you.
Important qualifier, Episcopal Church, and Pastor Sandra Rudd with Sitka Lutheran Church. Good morning. How
Good
are you
morning.
Both? So, Raven News has been reporting this series, The Cost of Living in Sitka, this week, and we kicked it off on Tuesday with stories about the cost of food. And in reporting this series, we've learned about all the ways that Sitka's church community is helping those who don't regularly have access to a hot meal or a meal as they go about their day. So I'm wondering how that coordination among the churches all got started. Pastor Sandra, do you want to go first?
As you may have already reported, there is available in Sitka every day a lunch for people who are hungry. Salvation Army does it Monday through, provides it Monday through Friday. St. Gregory's Catholic provides it on Saturday, and the right. Presbyterian Church was providing on Sunday.
And both of those are at 11:30 in the morning.
Right, yeah.
And the Presbyterian Church
was providing it sort of in the afternoon on Sundays. And so as we began to hear that they were going to be closing, a group of us churches got together and decided, how can we fill that need?
Why was it important for you to step in and fill the need in the way you have?
Because there are hungry people, because there are people that only get one meal a day, and that's the one that we provide. And we know that because people have been coming into the churches on and off over the years to tell us that. You know, they come into all our churches asking for some sort of assistance. And so this was an opportunity to coordinate and help people who are hungry.
So the churches, they, you all got together and you provide a sack lunch that's available on Sundays from 12:30 to 1:30. How does that operation, so people can come by the Sitka Lutheran Church to pick it up. How does that operation all work?
Well, each of the congregations take the responsibility of a Sunday and provide the sandwiches and a fruit and a juice and some other granola bar or something else to fill out a sack lunch, assemble it, bring it to the church on that Sunday morning or by 12:30. And then they open up the doors and there's a table there, chairs around, so and people to greet the folks that are coming in to get a lunch and talk with them. With it. Some want to just take the lunch and leave. It's been nice out, so that works fine. We're thinking ahead to the time when the weather isn't going to be so wonderful and providing space that they can stay and consume their lunch there. And also, you know, these are our neighbors. We want to get to know them. What are their other needs? And what can we do to help?
Yeah, it sounds like you're providing not only food for the body, but food for the soul, shall we say, just in social interactions.
You know, food is a basic thing, you know, like I said.
Just trying
feed
to
them.
Know their names, even, the people's names. Yeah. Because, you know, we all see them. Everybody in Sitka sees people who are hungry. But it's really easy not to look at them, and it's really easy and probably preferable for some folks to not be seen because it's hard to ask for help, I think. So, however, I've been fortunate and never had to ask for help, so I really don't know, but I assume that it's difficult, and we want to make it less difficult and more acceptable and know the people who they are, what their stories are, and as churches, you know, we don't try to necessarily fix anything. We just try to love them, and Jesus taught us to love them, and he said, feed my sheep. So we are feeding God's sheep.
There are five churches that share this job, St. Peter's by the Sea, Seventh-day Adventist, Sitka Lutheran Church, United Methodist Church, and St. Gregory's. If members of those congregations are listening, perhaps, to this program, mm-hmm. your church is doing this. It's taking up the responsibility of supplying and packing a sack lunch that's available, again, Sundays at 12:30 at Sitka Lutheran Church. That's the distribution point. Mm-hmm. When was the last time the church has coordinated on a project of this kind? I've only lived here for 4 years, so I'm always asking the
we couldn't really
context
think of a time.
Questions.
We did coordinate. We do yeah. coordinate on the Easter uh-huh. sunrise service and right. maybe the blessing of the fleet, but mm-hmm. not of this kind. And I've been here almost 9 years, mm-hmm. and I don't remember a time. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'm excited about it. Yeah. I think it's great.
What surprised you about, I mean, when you put out this call for churches to help the community or even in working together?
Well, I don't think that I was surprised about, you know, the response. We're certainly open for more if other congregations are willing or able.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was very pleased at just within our congregation how many from the pews were right there to sign mm-hmm. up and be on the work crew to build the lunches right. or on the crew that brings them out and, mm-hmm. and delivers them. So it was just very heartwarming. You know, I don't know about yeah. a surprise. You know, they're loving people too mm-hmm. and care about their neighbors. You know, these people are our neighbors. And those that are hungry aren't necessarily homeless.
Right.
And so we want to make that clear, too, is that mm-hmm. if you need food, please come.
Who can stop by? Could anyone stop by to take a lunch if they need it?
Yeah.
How is the verification required? Yeah.
We don't verify. We just mm-hmm. feed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I should add, that is true of the Salvation Army, the pantry at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. They also don't require any income verification to provide support to people, because they recognize, in reporting this series, what I've really realized is that there are many Sickens who don't qualify for these programs through state mm-hmm. or federal assistance. They're right on the edge, mm-hmm. not even of qualifying, but just of something going differently in their life, and suddenly they're choosing between rent and groceries.
Right, that's it, isn't mm-hmm. it? There's so mm-hmm. many people living on the edge.
On the edge, yeah.
And we see all kinds of people in the just the month and a half, I guess there were 2 months that we've been doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I'm really glad that it's happening. It's exciting that the churches can coordinate that way, and same in my congregation. You asked what surprised. It wasn't really a surprise, but it was just, again, the generosity of the people who, you know, are providing bags and so on. We each congregation seeks funding for its Sunday, and so until any extra funding comes up, it's up to the congregation members to help, and they're quite willing to do it. So,
yeah. If you're a part of a church community that is not participating in this, but you're interested in perhaps talking to your church about mm-hmm. getting involved, what would be your preferred process for that? That church or the congregant reach out to you?
Pardon?
Are you the coordinator?
I think St. Peter's was going to be the coordinator for
I think so.
Like that.
So
yeah.
That would be, you know, to call the church, 747-3977, and speak with the Reverend Julie is our pastor.
Okay.
She's our priest there.
Reverend Julie Platson at
correct.
St. Peter's mm-hmm. by the Sea mm-hmm. Episcopal
would
Church.
Would be a first approach, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we would, yeah, invite you to another gathering. Once we've gotten started, I think we've met as a group just another time, just to kind of see how it was going, mm-hmm. if they wanted to make changes and stuff. So we'll probably do that again.
Yeah. Well, one change we made was from one sandwiches to two, because right. we realized people were coming, asking for two lunches, you know, and we thought, okay, mm-hmm. there's not enough food in the one lunch. So then we went to two sandwiches per bag. However, people still ask for seconds, you know, and so
how many bags do you give out approximately, would you say?
It's been, I think the greatest number has been 25 that we've given out.
Okay.
Generally, mm-hmm. people have been making between 20 and 25 sack lunches, and sometimes there's leftovers, and if there are leftovers, then there's two or three or four, and those are taken to the safe shelter or to some other organization that could use them to distribute them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sitka sack lunches are available Sundays from 12:30 to 1:30. They're distributed at the Sitka Lutheran Church. Deacon Catherine Snelling and Pastor Sandra Rudd, do you have any last thoughts or things you want to tell listeners before we head out?
There's also a other coordinated giving of lunches, but there's also Wednesday evenings at Sitka Lutheran. There's soup and soup supper available, and tomorrow Sitka Lutheran is doing a mini food drive for the Salvation Army Food Bank in town at C-Mart from 2 to 6. So generous Sitkans, come on by, buy an extra can of food and give it to the food bank.
All right. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Pastor Sandra Rudd with the Sitka Lutheran Church and Deacon Catherine Snelling with St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church. Thank you so much for both coming on.
Well, thank
you. Thank you.